We've had Carl Edwards in the Freak Nation countless times. First time was when he was running the NASCAR Truck Series without a sponsor, number 99 with Jack Roush, just probably a few months shy of him sneaking underneath fences in Missouri trying to get in to see some late-night Saturday night racing. Excuse me, late-night Saturday night racing. But every time dude comes in, he's got something to say. And this is, we caught up with him when we were doing a show with our Dallas affiliate, 105.3 The Fan. We caught up with him prior to a cup race, and his mom chimed in. This is the second time she's come in with Carl Edwards and joined the Freaks.
Wasn't this after at the time, Nationwide win? Bush win?
It's 2008 is when this is from. So I'm not quite sure before, after which series, but it's, again, she's been in with us twice, and you're going to hear her in this conversation. One of the track hosts join us in this. But this is Carl Edwards. This is before he got married, of course. This is, I believe, he just got engaged to Kate Crash.
Ah, is this the interview that talks about his bachelor party being planned?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And it's just a great conversation with Carl Edwards. And when you listen to this with Carl, it's as if you're sitting at the dinner table with a dude.
That's him. He's just that cool.
It's Carl Edwards. 7, 8 years ago? Carl Edwards, and you're going to hear his mom check in. Sandy, she's going to check in. Sandy or Sally? Sandy? Yeah, it begins with an S. Carl Edwards. Freaking flashback. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Yesterday, Kurt Busch rolled in, and something happened. I need your reaction, your opinion on this. You know, Roush comes into Freak Nation, loves it because we ask the tough questions and so forth. Kurt Busch was in here, and he called out Jack Roush on something about, in the GQ magazine, he was rated last year one of the top three most hated athletes in 2006.
Wow. No, 2006. Mm.
Okay, 2006.
Okay.
And Kurt Busch said that it was his former team that sent in that information to GQ.
Really?
Yeah, that sent in his information to GQ. And I'm going to talk to Jack about this off mic and say, did you hear about this, Jack? What kind of reaction do you think Jack would give me off mic?
I have no clue, man. I'm staying away from this, all right? I know nothing about it. I never saw the magazine.
But don't you think he'll snicker a little bit?
I have no clue. You ask Jack. Let me tell you one thing. Jack is a great guy. He's done great things for me, and they've always been really straight up with me. But that's my relationship with him. I don't know what Kurt and him have going on. I do not know, but
that would be nothing according to Kurt. Right.
Okay, Jack has always said if he's going into a knife fight or into an alley, this is the guy he wants. Is Carl Edwards?
Yeah.
I would go with that. I'd feel safe.
And I'd want Jack because that is one tough man right there. He's a cool guy. I really like Jack. He's done a lot for me and a lot for my family. And I hope I can race for him for the rest of my career. I really like him.
All right, let's talk about your engagement. A lot of ladies are saddened now.
Yeah, right.
Frank,
we're getting married in January.
Really?
Columbia, Missouri, yep.
How long have you been dating this girl? Bring mom
long
in
enough.
Here.
Long enough.
Long enough? No, that's awesome.
Know. How long has it been? 2 years?
Look,
year and a half?
I'm looking to see if she's here.
My mom's around here somewhere. My assistant Angela knows more about my life than I do. So
your mom cussed on the air last night.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
So no, Kate is an unbelievable girl.
She just said that's why I'm not coming on the air this time.
Yeah. All right, she's gonna hang back. It's hereditary though. You gotta watch my mouth. But
Edwards, yesterday you said maybe January 3rd. Now you're saying it's January 3rd.
Yes, it's January 3rd. That's the wedding.
So for sure.
Yes. I don't know how I'm gonna get all my buddies there, but it's like every person I run into, I'm like, oh hey, you come to my wedding? I don't know if the church is gonna be big enough, but we're gonna have a good time.
And then go honeymoon in Daytona.
I could have done it on the 10th, but I was gonna have to go right to Daytona. I thought that wouldn't be very nice.
Carl Edwards, who would host your bachelor party?
Ooh, yes.
Oh, boy. I've got a couple people who are going to help me with that. Since I've got the Back 40 Records thing,
We've
got a DJ, DJ Picasso, who is a partying machine. He goes to the clubs and has all his stuff. And so he'll be doing the reception, the bachelor party. The bachelor party is still a little bit of an unknown. Tom Jockey, my motorhome driver, and my trainer,
he's
Dean.
Awesome.
Those guys, I've heard, have some plans. I don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Are any of the drivers going to be at your bachelor party or your wedding?
I don't know. I'm going to invite a lot of them, but hopefully they can come. Yeah.
I bet. It's, Kevin Harvick's the first one on the list.
Kevin and Delana will be invited. Yes, they can come. Hey, they've gone through a lot. I mean, they do the marriage thing probably as good as anyone in the sport. So,
are y'all cool?
Yeah, we're fine. We shook hands, move on.
Oh, good.
That's how it goes.
Good.
Yep.
I know, because that doesn't always happen. So that's good to hear.
No, life's too short. I mean, hey, people get, you have beef with somebody. take care of it when it's over. You got to shake hands and move on. I mean, we race against each other every week.
Do you ever become closer friends with someone after something like that happens?
Sometimes, yeah. I think, you know, Matt and I are probably better off now than we've ever been. You know,
really?
That's just how it goes. It's just like anything. You know, it's like once you let it all out and those emotions go, then it's almost easier just to pat somebody on the back and say, no big deal, you know.
Yeah, you better have those emotions in check for your when you get married. Those are the kind of discussions maybe we need to discuss this thing before we go back in the garage.
Hey, well, Lonnie, preacher man Lonnie is going to marry us. And Lonnie from
MRO.
MRO, yes. I don't know. He, when I told him, hey, will you marry me? And me and Kate.
You said what?
I meant, will you marry us?
Yeah. All right, we need to clip that. That's the best looking guy I've ever seen.
Will you marry me?
Okay. So he got real serious about it, though. A preacher, you know, man, he's like, okay, we're going to have a couple meetings, you know. Got to make sure that, you know. And I was like, Lonnie, we're buddies, man. Just
so a little marriage
give me the
counseling?
Blessing and let's go, you know. But he's going to do it serious. So I'm sure I'll learn something about myself through Lonnie. And, well, you asked about inviting people. We have to invite a lot of people because we're doing something neat with the wedding invitations. Is that any gifts that people were going to give us, we're not going to take any gifts. We're going to make donations to the Victory Junction Gang Camp, the new one in Kansas.
Oh, cool.
So we talked to Kyle, and Kate is supposed to be getting with Patty, and we're going to try to donate some money to that new Victory Junction Gang Camp. We got to invite everybody so that everybody sends a check. It'll be cool.
No, Nationwide Series pilot. Carl Edwards joins us. Mom, come on. Mom, you have to come in.
Yes!
You have to come in. Carl Edwards' mother joins us again. Remember, you can't say the S-bomb.
Oh, I'm not going to say the S-bomb. Let me tell you.
Okay, yeah.
Lesson last time.
Are you good? Here, let me help.
She's already got this thing. She's checked that one off her list.
Okay, would your baby boy get married? Nancy, what's some advice you could give your baby boy in regards to his upcoming marriage?
Easy now, Mom.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, you better always treat her right. That's all I've got to say.
I will.
He better open doors, and he better just take care of her.
All right,
she
all
is
right.
Probably the nicest young lady I've ever met in my life. She is awesome.
Dude, that means you have a winner.
You bet.
Yeah,
he has a winner.
What's something that she needs to look out for with Carl Edwards?
Let me start with my number one. She needs to make him be a little more decisive in a timely manner. You can ask Carl. Still yet, I don't think she has any idea how many you're going to have in your wedding party.
Oh, no clue. It's just whoever wants to come.
I know. And it's like, come on, man. We've got to figure out how to
do this. Look, I can make decisions on the racetrack, Mom.
I know. It's the only place you can make quick decisions, let me tell you. So.
I'm terrible. If I can put something off and not decide, they'll be like, hey, when are we leaving for,
when are we leaving?
Like, if we're going to go to the airport and leave the race, I'm like, I don't know. I'll call you when I'm on my way to the airport.
Yeah,
just be ready sometime between 8 a.m. and like 3 p.m.
So it's terrible. It's awful. But that's the one thing she's going to have to do is get you in line. She's going to snap.
So will she be the quote unquote man of the family? Will she run the household?
She should, but I don't think so. Not unless she becomes this mean person like Mom here, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
And she's a nice, nice person.
She couldn't be any nicer. She's cool.
Carl, myself, when you look for a woman, you look for your mom. Hmm. Are you, to not get all, listen.
All right, we already got weird with the guys.
Okay, come on. Edwards.
You look for
when you're
qualities.
Looking,
like,
qualities.
Tell you what I look for in a woman is, number one, she has to be kind and a decent person. That's the most important thing. And that's one thing Kate has. She has to be hot, you know, because you got to really.
Yeah.
That's 1A.
You know, I mean.
Yeah.
At 80 years old, you want to.
Yeah.
Does she have it to be hot at 80? Come on.
And Kate's hot. So
how about her mom?
Her mom.
That's a good indication.
That's that's one of the things I kind of.
In fact, Carl did her first.
That was on your checklist.
Her mom is, she's very cool, very hot, and, she's active. She's a professor at the university.
Yeah,
she's an engineer. She's really smart.
Yep.
And, everybody likes her. The only thing about Kate is she's not much of a cook or a cleaner, and so, she's worse than me, and I'm terrible.
She is. She'll admit
Come on.
If she's a doctor, she doesn't have time.
That's the thing.
And people need jobs in this country,
so
you can hire
people
to do that.
But that's one thing we're going to have to... What we do is we have our 5 minutes of cleaning. That's what we call it. So once things get really dirty...
Wow, I've never noticed that 5 minutes. I've never noticed that there's every 5 minutes.
Well, 5 minutes works in the motorhome. Well, I'll say, all right, Kate, you know what time it is? She's like, what? And I was like, 5 minutes of cleaning right now. We're going to just take 5 minutes and clean.
Get a paper towel.
And that works. That works.
What do you have?
We don't
have
paper towel. I'm just talking like picking things up and putting them in drawers.
Oh, so no
We're
dusting.
Not even really cleaning.
No Windex.
Oh, no.
Angela can tell you about that. She takes care of that about once every how many months you actually clean the motorhome out.
But you know what? His name to me is not Carl. His name is Mike. So we called him Mikey. His dad's Carl, and he was
Carl.
He's the second. So
not little Puddin' Snooks
No.
Mostly it was just... That's pretty much it.
And we believe that.
We can't say those words. Yeah. Remember? We've got to mark.
Listen, my brother and I got beat on a regular basis with a paddle. So,
on a regular basis.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Had one hanging on the door that they were really afraid of.
Yeah, it was hanging on the door right there in the hallway.
We looked
at that paddle. It's like,
regular basis. That means you were a little trouble boy.
Yeah.
Oh, he was never ending. Yeah. It was bad.
Well, I like to play with fire and BB guns and stuff like that.
But Mom. Can't you wait? Paybacks when he starts having kids.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You can dump him off of me. I'm going to teach him all those tricks. And I'm going to send him back home. I'm going to pay him too.
Yeah. Pay my kid.
Yeah.
Nancy Edwards.
No. Nancy Sterling.
Nancy Sterling. Well, yeah. Sorry. Okay.
That matter.
You actually looked at me when I said
it's
it.
It's okay.
Nancy Sterling.
How soon what?
For kids.
Oh, I don't know. Pretty soon, I think.
All right, Mom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to take all they want to give me. It's fine. I'd love to be a grandma.
Let's see. Kate's wound up. All her friends are having kids, so we got to go to her friend's house and play with their kids. We might as well have some of our own to play
with. That'd be fine.
So we'll see what happens.
Right now, I just get to babysit the other one's dog, so that's as good as it gets.
My brother moved. He's younger than me. Moved out of the house first. He got a job first. He got married first.
Has
I can't
dog.
Let him have kids first.
Nah.
Ooh, then you better. Okay, you need to get moving then.
I know, because he's been practicing. He tells me, but we're gonna get it done.
Huh?
Well, you start practicing, honey.
Yeah. All right.
Got it.
I don't think you caught that one, Mom, but that's cool. I'm glad we just kept this conversation between us.
I know.
You know,
that's
really cool of you guys just to let me come in here and talk with just the group of us.
Just sitting around the dinner table with Carl Edwards, now retired NASCAR Cup driver in the Freak Nation. 2008, that was. And since then, he's got a couple of kids now, just under 10. And come to find out, Carl Edwards, dude still is he's a pretty frugal dude. He still lives in the same freaking house he grew up in Columbus, Missouri.
Just him. I'm telling you, he is so down to earth.
When he first started coming into the Freak Nation, when he was in the truck series, he had disposable cars. He wouldn't even buy contracts with Roush, and he wouldn't even buy a fancy car, an SUV. He would just buy a $500 car, and when it broke down, he'd throw it away and go buy another one. He did that for several years.